It is the Anfield Wrap Midweek Extra. I think it's the first time I've hosted this, which is marvellous stuff. I've got Lizzie Doyle and Phil Blundell with me after Burnley 0, Liverpool 2. Christmas is finished. You can relax, but the festive period does remain. You haven't got loads and loads of jobs to do now. Just chill out, relax a little bit, enjoy this. Casablanca's on iPlayer. You might want to get stuck into that. Just one man's view, as I think it is the best Christmas film. I don't even know if it takes place at Christmas. It's just a film I always watch at Christmas. So you just look after you a little bit and let us do the heavy lifting where the football is concerned.
Is that your favourite Christmas film?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay.
Is it a Christmas film?
I don't know if it's a Christmas film. It's just a Christmas film I watch at Christmas. Every Christmas I will watch Casablanca.
I originally thought it was the one with Tom Hanks, but that's Castaway.
It's definitely not Christmas. It's very different.
Very, very different films. I'll just check it. It says Casablanca Christmas movie if you type it in. In here.
Is the fella like a bit of a romantic? Because I feel like there's always a quip about being Casablanca.
It is. You know, it's. I think so. I mean, it's. No, it often airs around the Christmas season, but it has nothing to do with Christmas. It says here it's a wartime film set in French Morocco. It is very, very good indeed. So yeah, chill out. As I say, it's on iPlayer, so you don't even have to worry about which streaming service you've got. You've got iPlayer, you can sort that out.
If as long as you pay your TV license, it asks you every time it flashes
every
up.
Single time.
No one's ever answered no, have they?
And if you're not in the United Kingdom, you know, listen, we've advertised enough VPNs. You can get it sorted. You should know by now the way in which it works. Burnley 0, Liverpool 2. It was straightforward, Phil. I think it's. It was straightforward, but it was just a little bit too emotionally involving. I wasn't that far off trading on the idea at about 50. I just want the next goal in the next 5 minutes. I don't care who scores it, because if they score it, I'm certain we'll go with the other end. All I was worried about was some sort of mad late equaliser or something. But sometimes that happens away from home. We'll get into the ins and outs of it in a minute, but it gets to be quite straightforward. Burnley 0, Liverpool 2. It's exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah, we create enough chances to be 4-5-0 up at our time, really, don't we? If you look at it, we obviously go 1-0 up after a minute. I think there's a slight chance. Did I say a minute then? I meant five. But I'm pretty sure we had a chance before we score. Then we hit the bar, which I think, to be fair, possibly would have been disallowed because I think it hits his elbow, and that's probably a no-no. There's the one where the save Trafford makes when he just pushes it over about a minute after we scored is superb. There's the Endo one, which for all the world looked like it was nestling in the bottom corner. There's the Gakpo one that's harshly disallowed. And that's just before half-time. That's probably all before 35, not even half-time. So it was simultaneously straightforward and comfortable whilst also not being, because you're always, as you say, you're always getting to a position where as the clock's ticking down and you've only got the one goal lead, you're a bit like, well, you can score by accident, but not...
But
they don't need to necessarily do anything. Just something mad could happen and all of a sudden all your hard work's gone to waste and you're walking away with 1 point instead of 3. But what Liverpool do is they just keep going and get that goal.